Alex, why have you been drawn to this program?
I've, for a while now, been looking for a little bit of a less traditional career for myself. And I think Margot said something particularly striking in our first group artist year meeting ever, where she said one of the reasons that her career path changed so much is she felt like, as a musician, she was always asking what the community could do for her. She's always asking for money to produce concerts, always asking people to go to concerts. And she really wanted to give an opportunity for artists to ask what they could do for the community. And that really spoke to me because I've always been kind of socially conscious, at least I've tried to be, and I've tried to be a positive influence on whatever community I happen to be a part of. And this is an incredible opportunity to not only do that, but explore what that means for other people. And I love music, and I wouldn't still play the oboe if I didn't think there was some inherent good in what we did, and there wasn't some inherent need for music in the world and art. And answering that question is actually a lot more difficult than you would think, especially as it's a quality that I really hold dear. But verbalizing exactly what that means and how music is necessary and why the community needs it. So really what music does for the community, it's a great question, and this is an incredible way to answer it.
What is your project or goal beyond playing in the Bach Trio?
I'm teaching fourth graders at Taggart Elementary how to compose music with non-traditional notation. And I'm also trying to show them music and other art throughout Philadelphia. I'm looking into taking them to one of the bridge sessions at Live Connections. I'm looking to bringing them to the Pennsylvania Ballet Studios. I'm looking to taking them to the Magic Gardens in South Philly. And every week I go to their class and I take a different aspect of music. And I try to teach them not only what it is, but also how to perform it and how to express it. Last week we talked about tempo. And not only did I play a couple pieces that I'm particularly fond of in fast and slow and medium tempos and have them walk around the room to feel what that meant, but I also asked them to write a piece with a tempo in mind and show how they express that. And each student had their piece performed for the class, and each student rehearsed with three other musicians. This coming week, I'm doing rhythm. So we're going to perform a Steve Reich piece, clapping music, together and with a recording. And I'm also going to play them a piece written for another one of my ensembles that involves rhythm and a phasing ostinato as well as the driving force. And I'm going to ask them to dance to it. But then again, they have to figure out how to express that visually and how to show their peers, how to express what's in their mind. So it kind of, to me, shows all of the aspects of music that makes it great to me. You get to experience it at a high level. You get to create it at a high level, and you get to perform it at a high level.
Are you playing the oboe when you're playing things for them?
A couple times a semester, the entire Bach Trio will come in. So for the first class I did with them, all three of us performed the Poulenc Trio and performed the pieces they wrote that day.
Oh, that's great, because I was going to ask, so the pieces they wrote were performed, but on what instruments?
When the Bach Trio isn't there, they perform on a variety of found instruments throughout the classroom, tapping books, flipping pages, hitting their desk with a pencil in a certain way. And they also have some hand percussion provided by their music teacher. But when the Bach Trio is there, we perform their pieces on our instruments.
That's so cool.
I also just wanted to say one other thing about our careers. I don't mean to speak for all of us, so please jump in, but I don't feel like any of us feel like we're interrupting our career path. I think one of the reasons that we were all drawn to this is we're in a time period where a traditional musical career path doesn't exist. And in some ways, that's very exciting because we're at the precipice of creating what that could be. And I think all of us have decided that for our entire careers, beyond the importance of performing at a high level, which we've been training to do since we were very young, making an impact on the community and making the world a better place in a meaningful way is always going to be a strong part of our musical careers going forward.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.